Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thank you, Pete, and good morning. Welcome to 2020 and to Grant and Danny to the rest of you. 106.7 The Fan. Great show planned today. Longtime NFL quarterback and former Panthers QB under Ron Rivera, Derek Anderson, will join us at 11. We're going to ask him about the Redskins' new head coach, Carl Hagelin of the Capitals, at 12:45. And we'll be joined at some point today by Jonathan Stewart, the longtime running back, and a guy who was really, really close with Ron Rivera to get insight on the Skins' new head coach. Happy New Year, Danny. How about these last several days?
A lot of things have happened, including me making terrible food decisions and being disgusting. Nice holiday celebration and everything else. Of course, the breaking news, to end all breaking news for me personally, happened on a day that I was out. I was trying to figure out a way to come in. I would have had to bring both kids. It wasn't going to work. Long and short, if you'll indulge me for 1 second. Bruce Allen is gone. Goodbye, loser. Goodbye, you backstabbing snake. Goodbye, you toxic, horrendous executive that sailed an already rudderless franchise into icebergs and blew up the escape boats. You stink. Thank goodness you're gone. Now we have some hope. It may not work out. In fact, it probably won't. Dan Snyder still is a bad owner. Whatever. He's gone. That's good. Redskins fans are overjoyed, and rightfully so. Steps are already being taken to bring some adults into the building. You, sir, go retire to your billion-dollar home on the West Coast, knowing that you are unemployable, knowing that everybody hates you and is thrilled you're gone. Thank goodness. Thank goodness. I'm so happy about it. Goodbye forever, you loser.
You won't be surprised to know that on Monday, callers were rejoicing. I mean, we had a guy saying
so.
He danced in the shower. I mean, people were just overjoyed and, I would say, euphoric about the dismissal of Bruce Allen.
I got to listen a little bit, again, shuttling the kids around, and you know, everyone was making so much noise, so I couldn't call and just be one of the regular masses to celebrate that moment. Outstanding. Thank goodness it happened. It was, you know, years too late, but it happened.
Yeah, probably six of them, something like
honestly.
That. However, here's what I would look back at the Bruce Allen dismissal and what it's meant to fans and say. You used the word hope. I think that's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
They may not get it right. You know, Dan Snyder as an owner is still presenting his own issues. I understand how difficult it is to win in the National Football League when your process is flawed and your front office is not put together the way that the good teams do it. And that's not going to change overnight right away. But you've got a shot. You had no chance with Bruce Allen as your team president.
Right, none.
You cannot win when the guy that runs your football operation is not a football person who doesn't evaluate talent well. You can't do it. That would be like you or me or my mom or a guy who runs a bowling alley just suddenly getting a job to be the team president of the Redskins. Bruce Allen has shaken a lot of hands, and he was born in Allen, and he came up in football, and he punted at Richmond. That's kind of the credentials.
Yeah.
But now you get adults. Now you get a chance to have football people run your football operation. And it doesn't mean it's going to work because Dan Snyder could interfere and he could put his fingerprints all over this thing like he always does and ruin it.
Yeah, even organizations that do it the right way still lose a lot. You have a chance at least. If you run the program like you're supposed to run it, 16 teams lose every week. You could be one of those 16. It doesn't mean your process is wrong. You keep banging the door with the right process. See the Nationals. See the Capitals. Eventually, good things can happen.
Did they have a chance before?
No.
Do they have a chance now?
Yes.
That's what I care about.
It's so simple. It's so simple.
We turn the page to now and the news of the last 72 hours.
Yeah.
We talked about this quite a bit on Monday because it was known at that time that Ron Rivera was meeting with the Redskins. I and so many others had already heard he was going to become the head coach. We just didn't know when that was going to happen. It is now official. Rivera will be introduced at a press conference as soon as we get off the air today at 2 o'clock. You will hear that press conference right here on 106.7 The Fan. He has hired as his defensive coordinator Jack Del Rio. This, if you're a Redskins fan, should thoroughly excite you. Del Rio coming to Washington brings with him the ability to turn bad defenses around. In fact, in 2002, he took over the Panthers. They were dead last in the NFL, and he turned them into number two the next season. 2012, he took over the Broncos when they were 20th, and he turned them into second in rating the next season. Ron Rivera is as successful and as respected a defensive mind as there is in this league. He has hired a defensive coordinator and a play caller, albeit a guy who hadn't done it since 2014, but a coach who took two teams to the playoffs as a head man in Jack Del Rio that gives you now, Danny, I don't know how this is going to work out, but unequivocally, this is the best defensive staff they've had since Greg Williams in 07. And you may back even go before that to like Marvin Lewis back at the start of the 2000s. Rivera head coach, Del Rio defensive coordinator, with some of the building blocks that they have. Suddenly, this looks like a team that could have a good defense next year, which is a big step toward competitiveness.
The bones are there. You know, it's like one of those flip or flop type houses or whatever the home improvement shows that my wife watches on HGTV, where you show up and you go, yeah, there's dust and yeah, there's a bunch of bad, there's bad wallpaper and you need to gut the kitchen sink and all this other kind of stuff is bad. You look at some of the personnel on defense, their cornerback situations in flux are not very good.
We call this house Wooded Retreat.
But they got good bones. There's defensive linemen that can play in this league. There's Montez Sweat, who had his best game or the most recent game. It's what you like to see. Guys improving as the year goes on. You've got some pieces. You've got some good starting blocks to have a pretty good defense. And I know everyone's rejoicing at the 4-3. I got news for you. You're in your base defense 6% of the time. Numbers approximate in the NFL at this point. You're playing with four down linemen an awful lot. And you know, the point of the 3-4 is you don't know where the blitz is coming from. You don't know where the rushers are coming from. People want to be more conventional. That doesn't matter
unless
to me at
your coordinator's
all.
Greg Minuski, then you can figure it out generally pretty quickly.
Yeah, you would think. But the point is, Jack Del Rio, good track record, has always, as you said, taken defenses that underachieved or weren't any good and made them pretty damn good. That's what should excite people so far about these hires.
You also have two guys coming in here who are beloved human beings. Ron Rivera, I've told stories over the years just how much I liked dealing with him. He came on with us on Radio Row once. At combines and at senior bowls. And this is when he's coaching the Panthers and I'm covering the Redskins and I would just bump into him and talk football. You want to talk about a mensch, just a salt of the earth human being, a first class individual? You guys are going to love this guy, Ron Rivera. He's special. Del Rio, who I don't have any real experiences with at all, is apparently cut from a very similar cloth. But I am excited. I am hopeful. Like so many of you guys, this is a breath of fresh air. I'm not claiming victory or screaming that, you know, they've solved all their problems or they're about to make the playoffs a bunch of times. Rivera won three division titles and made the playoffs four times in nine seasons, but basically had three really good years, 12-4, 15-1, 11-5. His Panthers never had winning seasons back-to-back. He got to the Super Bowl once, obviously, has never won a Super Bowl. What I appreciate, though, and what I like is, I've been phrasing this, Danny, as the Redskins are zigging when others are zagging.
Mm-hmm.
They're going with that Mike Zimmer, Vic Fangio hire.
And I'm all in on that.
Cool.
I mean, I think of the I think of the Wizards, right? It's not as if they achieved at the highest level, but they were a joke, right? It was the inmates running the asylum. It was pooing the shoe. It was tearing up suits and all this other kind of stuff. They brought in an adult in Randy Whitman. You don't win a championship with Randy Whitman, right? The same way the Golden State Warriors. You're not winning a championship with Mark Jackson. But you needed a transition from joke to professional organization. To me, at worst, that's what Ron Rivera is, right? That's the guy that goes, that takes you from a bunch of guys, you know, hanging out in the hot tub and soaking over it, not doing anything professional, to you are on board or you're out of here. That's what that guy is. You may not win the ultimate prize, but you're down there in the dregs. You're down there in the toilet with Cincinnati, with Cleveland, with some of the worst this league has to offer. He will get you out of the dark ages, and people should be excited about that. Whether you get over the top, we'll see.
It's got a chance to.
Right?
You're working uphill. You're pushing a boulder up a mountain in Washington. Because I think Mike Shanahan, we thought would get him out of the dark ages. Kind of did.
Yeah.
But by the end, went 3-13. What I like about the Rivera hire, there's a lot of things. But he helped groom a number one pick quarterback in Cam Newton into an MVP. You know, a guy who had the big strong arm and athleticism. He turned him into, not that he's an offensive coach, but with the style of play he brought, one of the league's more respected QBs. You look at his assistants, he empowers people. Steve Wilkes got a head coaching job. Sean McDermott's become one of the best head coaches as a young guy in Buffalo in the NFL over the last couple years. You give him the credit with pushing for Cam Newton, number one overall, and Christian McCaffrey in the top 10. He can evaluate talent, it seems like, which is a good sign. Now, you got to provide resources for him. You got to invest more at Redskins Park. You got to invest in this training staff. Another big news item of the last few days, their head trainer for almost two decades, Larry Hess, is out. They're going to be completely reworking their training staff, you have to imagine. You're going to have to bring in a quality staff with Del Rio, but it's a great start. But what I love about Rivera, this is a people person. He keeps the key card of Brandon Bean from when he was an intern in Carolina on the wall above his desk, who's now the GM of the Bills, because he helped him develop as a football guy as an intern into becoming a general manager. Now, I'm reading a story in The Athletic out of Charlotte about some of the things in his office. He's got the Constitution in a file rack on his desk, and he's got the First Amendment highlighted in case someone wants to come in and talk to him about them signing Eric Reed when he came back to football. He's got dog tags that he keeps that are sent to him by veterans, of course, military family. Notes from fans, including a girl who he pulled over to help when he saw her get in a car accident on his way to work one day, or a first grade class that he went and read to randomly on a Tuesday. There's a lot to like about Ron Rivera. I said on Monday when we knew he was getting hired, I don't think this is a home run by any means. There were much higher risk, higher reward, higher rings that could have been made. I don't think you could have gotten Josh McDaniels. You couldn't have gotten Matt Rhule. But if you wanted to call on them or Urban Meyer or maybe even Eric Bieniemy, there are guys who might hit the ball over the fence. I don't think Ron Rivera has that power. This is more of a double. But now you bring in Del Rio and you're rounding second, and you might be able to hustle your way to third. I really like the start of this staff.
Me too.
I want to see what you guys think. Last time I was in, and Danny hadn't been in several days, obviously, we were talking about Ron Rivera as head coach, but we didn't know yet Jack Del Rio was coming as well. Both are now official. Both will be introduced today at 2 o'clock at Redskins Park. Your reaction to Rivera-Del Rio as a tandem, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067 on Grant and Danny.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's Danny, I'm Grant, this is The Fan. Happy New Year. 2020 just sounds better than 2019.
Done it.
First time, long time, it's just got a really cool ring to it. 2010, I felt that way. I've had to wait a decade, we get another one.
I did not know for 10 years what to call the previous 10 years. Were we in the tens? Were we in the teens? The aughts, kind of, we figured it out from 2000 to 2009.
I've heard a lot of people drop tens, though.
It just didn't feel right to me. Because now it's 15, what is it, 10, 5, nothing felt right to me. 20s I got, no problem.
Very easy.
The 20s. By the way, it's the friggin' 20s. That's crazy.
That's a show. We're going to get to the phones at 800-636-1067. Want to see how you guys are feeling. So in the span now of basically 4 days, the Redskins have gone from moving on from interim head coach Bill Callahan, firing Bruce Allen is their team president, to hiring a universally respected head coach in Ron Rivera and bringing in a longtime excellent defensive coordinator in Jack Del Rio. Hadn't been a DC in almost 6 years. He's been a head coach since, and he's been out of football for a couple years, was doing some TV. They are right now being coached by a defensive staff that is light years ahead of anything they had under Mike Shanahan, all due respect to Jim Haslett, and anything they had under Jay Gruden, and it's not even worth discussing. I mean, guys like Joe Barry and Greg Minuski. They couldn't figure it out.
Guys, it wouldn't be DCs if it weren't for Jay.
Last year, they desperately tried to get a new defensive coordinator and no one would take the job. Possibly because Jay Gruden was a lame duck coach, but also because they had this weird thing going on where their other defensive coordinator was there when you were interviewing.
You had to walk by his office.
Think about the difference. Yeah. 1 year ago, you can't get a defensive coordinator. This year, you hire two of the best DCs of the last 20 years. One's your head coach. At worst, with John Allen, Matt Ioannidis, a Pro Bowl alternate, budding star, it seems like, Daron Payne, excellent. Landon Collins on the back end, you spent a lot of money on as a tremendous box safety, and I think Jack Del Rio, who for years used T.J. Ward and some other guys as a linebacker almost in that box safety role, is going to get a lot out of Landon Collins. Montez Sweat, maybe Ryan Kerrigan. There is a core here. The Redskins should be much better defensively right away. The wild cards are always going to be Dan Snyder, and the big wild card on the field is Dwayne Haskins. If Haskins is good next year with this defense, there's a path to getting a lot better very quickly.
Without question. I think that's why when we were talking about this, I think it was actually a day that you were out. I think it was Pete and I were doing this, where you go, you know, of course, here's John Clayton, who ranked the available, you know, potential head coaching vacancies. Of course, the Redskins are rated last at the moment because of Bruce Allen's presence. Because even though it's not just Bruce Allen, you mentioned it's Dan Snyder, of course, but Bruce Allen serving at the pleasure of Dan Snyder meant you were going to have backstabbing, toxicity. You were going to have a bad organization, a bad setup that was going to hamstring anybody that would come in there. They saw how the last several years played out. And so my point then was, if Bruce Allen is fired, it represents a sea change from Dan Snyder. It represents him understanding that you can't have this. You can't have this kind of person, this caliber of person, this loser up top who just finds ways to blame other people and absorb more power. If you've got a legitimate football person in there, everything you just mentioned all of a sudden becomes true, right? If you're doing the balance on the scales, in one column was all the nice young pieces. We saw Terry McLaurin. We saw Dwayne Haskins improve as the season went. You saw the defensive players that you mentioned. There's something to work with here. There's clay to be molded. The other side that weighed everything down, though, was the presence of Bruce Allen and therefore is an extension of Dan Snyder's worst habits. You clear that out, this all of a sudden becomes a pretty decent job. It does.
It does, but in the same way as the Browns, which is, I think, according to most people around the league, a much better job because of the talent.
Yeah.
You know, Baker Mayfield, even though he's coming off of a bad year, he'll be going into his third offense with a third head coach in three seasons. You still have the same issue, which is ownership. There are still a lot of candidates who just won't even talk to the Redskins because of, initially, Bruce Allen, but also Dan Snyder, just like Jimmy Haslam in Cleveland. If they wanted Josh McDaniels, they couldn't get him. If they wanted Matt Rhule, they couldn't get him. So that didn't change. It just so happens that the guy that they really liked on defense, Ron Rivera, was more than willing to talk shop. Actually, I wrote a story for The Athletic about this. I titled it 11 Reasons Why the Redskins' Head Coaching Job Might Be Better Than You Think It Is. I'm just going to bounce them off you really quick. You tell me what you think. But these are 11 reasons why when we crush the Redskins' head coaching job, it's a little bit better than people think. Number one, if you're Ron Rivera, you come here, you get influence over roster decisions. You may not in other places. Let's say you go to the Giants. Dave Gettleman is operating the football department. Here, they don't have a GM right now. You're going to handpick the GM with Dan Snyder, number one, who you want to work with. But until then, you're the most powerful person in the building when it comes to the draft and free agency. That's a big deal. That's a lot of power.
Your coaches like that.
Number two, Dwayne Haskins finished last season strong. Awful start to his rookie year. He ended up 260 yards, two touchdowns, and a breakout against the Eagles, then was 12 of 15, accurate against the Giants before he got hurt. He showed a lot in December. So maybe if you're Ron Rivera, you watch that film, you say, I'll work with this. This guy's pretty good. You have the second pick in the draft. Maybe that's Chase Young. Maybe you trade back and you get a king's ransom. Either way, you can't lose there.
Exactly right.
Fourth, how about the wide receiver group you're inheriting? Terry McLaurin, 58 catches, 909 yards, 7 touchdowns. Just had the best rookie season by a Redskins true rookie ever. I say true because Gary Clark had 7 more yards. McLaurin didn't get to play in Week 17 or he would have surpassed him.
And Gary Clark played in the AFL.
Yeah, he played, what was it, the USFL or the whatever it was. He played professionally
before
that.
I said AFL. I meant to say USFL.
You have money to spend. Think about the path to all the money the Redskins have. They already have decent cap space as it is. But you get rid of Josh Norman, clears up $12.5 million. You trade Trent Williams, clears up another $12.75 million. You move on from Jordan Reed, there's $8.5 million. I just, like this, got you over $30 million in cap space without even thinking about it. There's a real clear path to about $40 million to spend this offseason without having to get rid of anyone who was good for you this year. Your defensive line is built to win right now. I'm a defensive coach. Allen, first-rounder in 17. Payne, first-rounder in 18. Ioannidis, Pro Bowl alternate. You know, lock for 8 or 9 sacks a year. You're coming to a team where the bar is low. That's the 7th thing I listed. If you get this right, where do you want your statue built? If you get it wrong, you're just the latest guy to get it wrong, and it was probably the Redskins. It wasn't you anyway. Pretty good situation.
Agreed.
I threw Montez Sweat in there. He might be flourishing. How dominant was he in week 17? 5.5 sacks, by the way.
Just terrific.
In the last 8 games of the season. I mean, well on his way, it looks like, to becoming who we thought he was.
I mean, that's very Preston Smithian, right? The way his rookie year went. Sort of finding his sea legs, then late in the year, it felt like, right, is when he kind of flourished and made some of those wow plays.
If you're just getting in your car, I'm going through 11 reasons why the Redskins head coaching job is better than people thought, and maybe why Ron Rivera was interesting. How about the NFC East stinks.
Yeah.
The Giants are 4-12. They'll have a new head coach. They're not turning it around quickly. That team hasn't won 7 games in like 4 years. The Eagles were the best team in the division. They went 9-7 and were only plus 31 in margin, second worst of any team that won a division championship. And Dallas has hired a new head coach, and they got a tricky offseason ahead. They got to pay Prescott. They got to pay Cooper. They don't have a lot of money. They just paid Ezekiel Elliott. Their defense is probably going to take a step back because of all the money they're spending on the big three on offense. That's a good reason to come to the NFC East with the Redskins.
It's winnable.
You got a sharp young offensive coordinator under your roof. We'll talk today about Kevin O'Connell. It's not a lock that he stays. It sounds like the Redskins want him to. He's got 1 year left on his deal. That's going to be up to Rivera, who's going to be interviewing him. I know Kevin O'Connell, who's 34, is going to have options. And just from talking to him in years past, he loves Josh McDaniels. They're so close. If McDaniels got a job, I would be shocked if O'Connell didn't at least ask to go work with him.
Right.
That having been said, you could say no. You could keep him here if you want to. And the last thing is, you don't have to worry about your specialist. You got a kicker, you got a punter, you got a long snapper who you never once have to think about twice. It's not as terrible a job as people probably think of it as. The big caveat being wild card Dan Snyder, wild card Dwayne Haskins.
Absolutely. I agree with all those reasons. And again, I say the same thing. All that stuff is allowed to get entered into a good column when Bruce Allen is gone. Because, again, it's not just Bruce Allen. It's Dan and Bruce. But when Dan realizes that Bruce is wrong, it means he's changed his mind. It means he's found the error in his ways by allowing that guy to ruin his organization. Now, it doesn't mean he'll behave well in perpetuity. We got 21 years that says he's going to screw this up in some way. But you're hoping, at least, that he realized, I can't do it this way anymore. Right? We've heard this. Remember when Scott McQueen was hired, that Dan was, quote, embarrassed? I'm sure he was real embarrassed. I'm sure he was really felt bad about himself and everything that he'd done. Just kept Bruce Allen on to, you know, get McLuhan fired 18 months later. I'm sure he was embarrassed when Brian LaFemina was gone in 6.5 months. But you're hoping that maybe now, as rock bottom, when no one's in the stadium and nobody cares, nobody watches him on television, maybe he's realized he's got to change his ways fundamentally. That's the hope anyway. But when Bruce Allen is gone, that makes all those other reasons that you mentioned, I think they're right on, actually matter in way some way.
Let's get a few calls next at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Rivera as head coach, Del Rio as DC, being introduced today at 2 o'clock. Your thoughts on those hirings, and what about the front office? What about what's next? Bruce Allen is obviously out, but there is no GM. Who should the Redskins be targeting? Remember, in 30 minutes, former Panthers quarterback Derek Anderson on his old head coach, Ron Rivera.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
O'clock hour, we'll rank the Ron Rivera hiring 1 to 10. I have a hard time rating that hiring without also including the Jack Del Rio addition. I think your assistants are important. And if he would have brought Steve Wilkson, I'd have been perfectly fine with that. They had a lot of success
in Carolina.
Yeah, I'm cool
with that too.
I'm more pumped for this, though. Del Rio has taken the worst defense in the league when he was hired by Carolina and made it number two in his first season. And then more recently in Denver in 2012, he took the 20th-ranked defense and made it number two overnight. You give him the starting kit that is some of the weapons he's got to play with on his defensive line and the number two pick that could be Chase Young. This is a guy who had Julius Peppers and Von Miller and made them better. It's exciting. And it's a time, if you're a Redskins fan, where you start 2020 with some hope. Let's go to Tommy, who's in Rockville on G&D. Hey, Tommy.
What's up, Tommy?
Hey, Grant and Dave, how are you on the day after we hire a new head coach day?
Day.
Hey, guys, first time caller, long time listener, love
appreciate
the show.
Just
wanted to comment that I appreciate the optimism and everything, but I'm confused why we didn't get a GM first, because, this just feels like Dan meddling and – I don't know, guys. I feel like we should have got that GM first. Wanted to get your opinion on that.
I hear that. And that's my biggest concern as well, is it's nice when, the owner does something that I agree with, but still that process isn't good, right? You'd ideally like the all-powerful general manager to make this decision. I want him to decide this is a better team for a 4-3 rather than Dan Snyder from his Dan Snyder from his owner's
Dan
box.
Dan Snyder was the owner.
I combined Dan Snyder and Dan Soder, a comic that I know who's really, really funny. Anyway, point is, I'd rather have the GM do it. But that's an ideal world. This isn't ideal. Timing and availability, you sort of had to rush to get Ron Rivera because there was going to be services in demand. You don't want to lose on the bidding as other teams are firing folks on Black Monday, et cetera. You wanted to hurry up and do that. I'm still hopeful that they do end up with a general manager rather than just sort of, float with kind of whatever's in-house and not have one that's defined. I do want that all-powerful guy that sets the direction of the organization on a daily basis to come in. There's still a chance that happens. It's not ideal that guy didn't make the hire, but it has worked before. I mean, look at Buffalo, for example. Didn't they hire the head coach before they hired the general manager?
Yeah, and this is the case that I'm making. So I spent a lot of Monday discussing my frustration with the fact that the GM didn't hire the head coach. However, I think what is most important is that the head coach and the GM get along really well. I think what you see in the organizations that work around the league, if you have a Bill Belichick and he can do both, great. Pretty rare. Greatest coach of all time. What you really need is a harmonious, healthy situation between coach and GM. And the Redskins, frankly, had a really good thing going between Jay Gruden and Kyle Smith, who really respect each other, see football similarly. And honestly, those two guys could link up elsewhere down the road and I think have a good run. It wasn't going to happen here. But you have to have a great rapport between coach and GM. One way to get that is for your coach to be involved in helping to pick that general manager. Now, it feels backwards. I think it happens to be backwards. However, as you point out in Buffalo, Sean McDermott, who came over coincidentally from the Panthers, brought in a guy who Ron Rivera helped to train and bring up in the league, also coincidentally, in Brandon Bean. He's the guy I mentioned earlier whose key card Rivera has on his wall still because he's proud of what he's become in this league. But basically, McDermott said, look, I love talking ball with this guy. Mm-hmm. He's really sharp. He's going to be a GM. This should be our GM. and the head coach, months after he took over, brought over the general manager to be from Carolina. It has worked beautifully. Two playoff appearances in 3 years. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know Marty Herney's contract. Marty Herney's the two-time GM of the Panthers, who's had two different stints, who's got local ties. I don't know if his contract goes through the spring. For all I know, he's got multiple years left. But the Panthers want to go more analytical. They want to go a little different view on front office, and they're trying to, quote-unquote, help Marty Herney. Wouldn't surprise me at all if down the road he became the Redskins GM after the draft at some point, because Ron Rivera kind of says, I work really well with this guy. We did some good things with the Panthers. But I think Rivera will be heavily involved in bringing in the GM, and as long as those two guys work together well, to me, that's super important.
And that, by the way, doesn't mean you never argue. Doesn't mean you never fight.
Of course not.
You want knockdown dragouts. I mean, that's part of this thing, right? But at the end of the day, you're all pulling the rope in the same direction, trying to be the best football team available. I mean, it wasn't that publicized, but Joe Gibbs and Bobby Beathard had shouting matches. That rightfully so, by the way. That's what should happen. Because if a head coach is also the general manager, there are a lot of moments where those roles are in contrast, where a head coach has to win that week, a general manager has to win for years.
Yeah.
Right? And you don't make good decisions that way. Long-term thinking is hard when you're trying to game plan on a Wednesday for how the bleep do you beat the Giants on Sunday. Right?
But if you see the game similarly, or at least have a comparable governing principle about you, I think you can have a lot of success.
Without a doubt.
Working in tandem. So if Rivera helps bring in a GM and it's a quality football person, cool. You're still going to be light years ahead of where you were with Bruce Allen talking to Doug Williams. I promise you that. Is this perfect? No, people are saying you guys are overreacting. No one's saying the Redskins are about to win a Super Bowl. I acknowledged that Ron Rivera, by and large, has a solid, not great track record as a head coach. There was never back-to-back winning seasons. He got fired for a reason. He's not analytically minded like I would prefer your next head coach to be. You didn't go necessarily young up-and-comer. You went old school, defense first. But, man, if this isn't better. And I think you can teach an old dog some new tricks. Rivera, in some of the things I was reading from just the start of this past year, is trying to learn, trying to become more analytically minded. Let's go to Tony in Long Island on the Fan. Hey, pal, how are you?
Hey, how are you guys? Happy New Year.
What's up, buddy?
You had a hilarious zing, by the way, on Twitter.
Oh, my God. Wasn't that funny?
Yeah, we don't need to tell everyone what it was, but it made me laugh.
Just
I'll
know
that
it was out there, yeah.
You know, you guys made a good point. You know, you guys are talking about how the GM has to have a good relationship with Ron Rivera, and I get that. My point is Dan Snyder more concerned with hiring a general manager that has a better relationship with the coach or a better relationship with him?
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's where the key to this franchise that's the ingredient that's always been missing. You know, Vinny Serrato and Bruce Allen, this is the first time in 20 years that we have a head coach that doesn't have Vinny Serrato and Bruce Allen to deal with. So is Dan Snyder going to bring in a new BFF? Or is he bringing in a general manager that has Ron Rivera's best interests at heart? Ron Rivera is walking into a vortex. Will this vortex change? Does Dan Snyder really want to change? Or is he just rearranging the chairs on the Titanic? And that's really my biggest concern. I'm cautiously optimistic, guys. This is a step in the right direction. But with Dan's track record, I really want to see someone with no ties to this franchise at all.
I agree with you, Tony.
Yeah,
I think it's smart. Look, I need a honeymoon period, right? All I wanted was something different, something that gives me some hope. If you hold a gun to my head today and say, 5 years from now, Ron Rivera is getting fired and we're saying he's a problem or the Redskins are competing for Super Bowls, it's probably A, not B.
Yeah.
But just give me a few months. And I'm not saying this to the fans. I'm saying you guys need this too. There's a reason that this could work, and there's a reason for hope. Of course it might not. It's hard to win a championship, but at least you're giving yourself a shot.
Anecdotally, again, I was going to reference this, but you know, my buddies I grew up with and know very well, who are all just over 40 now, they got kids. I've had football conversations about the Redskins with them over this week. That wasn't the case for multiple years, right? I mean, that's all it is people are desperate for a reason to hope. We're not even asking for championships at this point. We'd love that. Obviously, we want them to be great. But people want a reason to read the offseason article. They want a reason to find out that this guy's in the best shape of his life. They want a reason to care about the draft or care about next year or Dwayne Haskins or what the hell ever. This is what happened this week. There's a reason to hope now. Will it work out? Again, Dan Snyder's 21-year track record says, nope, it won't. Even the 10 years before he became the owner. We're 30 years removed from them being relevant every year. They haven't won more than 10 games once in multiple decades. It's an embarrassment. All we want is a reason to have some hope, a glimmer. The door at the end of the hallway that's been pitch black for 30 years is now cracked. I see some light at the end. Maybe we get out of here. But we probably won't. But there's a reason to believe maybe it's possible.
And at least you get a couple of years where you get to see some light.
Exactly.
Worst
right.
case scenario.
Exactly.
If you got to run this back every 3 years and just we get to have a day like today, fine. I'll take that over 10 years of whatever just happened with Bruce Allen. Speaking of Dan Snyder, 2 o'clock today, the Redskins will be introducing Ron Rivera. My understanding is that Snyder is going to be the one to introduce him. But I don't think he's going to take any questions, which I think is a mistake. There are a lot of questions about the front office. Ron Rivera shouldn't be answering those questions on his first day on the job. That's a Dan Snyder thing to do. There are also questions still about Bruce Allen's departure. Is Eric Schaefer staying or going? There was a lot of varying in the reporting this weekend. Is Doug Williams going to be here or not? To me, Dan Snyder should answer questions today. He has not in years.
Years.
You have now fired your team president. You have not hired a new one. You don't have a general manager. You're introducing a head coach. He should sit next to Ron Rivera and take any questions that come his way. I'll bet you he doesn't. We can get into that next on Grant and Danny. Derek Anderson, the quarterback for over a dozen years in the NFL who played for Ron Rivera, is joining us in 18 minutes on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You will hear Ron Rivera's introductory press conference. I'm assuming Jack Del Rio will be there as well today at 2 o'clock right here on The Fan, 3 hours and 15 minutes from now. Derek Anderson, quarterback in Carolina, some other teams, talking to us about Ron Rivera in 15 minutes. That'll be must hear at 11. Can't wait to hear what he thinks about the Redskins' new head coach. The number's 800-636-1067. We'll get back to the calls in a second. Are you with me? So I was told Dan Snyder will be at the press conference, and he's going to be the one introducing Rivera. I don't know who else it would be.
Yeah, unless it's Doug Williams
could
for
be
a
Doug.
Ceremonial role.
As of right now, I believe Doug still has a job. We really don't have a lot of clarity on the coaching staff or the front office. So you could trot Doug Williams out there. They've done it in the past, clearly, when Bruce didn't want to do it. But this is the kind of day, I think, where Dan shows his head, and he wears his burgundy tie.
It's such a no-brainer because it's a day of good feelings. The
exactly.
actions of this week have made Redskins fans happy. When's the last time Redskins fans were happy?
And if you're an owner who's maligned and embattled like Snyder, you pick your spots. Today's a good day for
good
you to come out of the hole, so to speak.
You shut people like us up who are demanding that you speak, even though it's not the same as when things go bad. Like Chris Ballard in Indianapolis, who I love, gave their year-end press conference and had to answer really tough questions about what the hell went wrong, right? And he did that because he's a stand-up dude. The Redskins don't do that sort of thing. When things are bad, and they're usually bad with them. Now things right this minute are as good as they can be. There are no games on their schedule. They can't win or lose. And all they've done is remove a toxic figure and given the fans some hope with a couple pretty good hires. Now's the time to answer questions.
Here's my issue, though. He should be taking questions on his front office, and I will be stunned if he does. In fact, I would bet you, Danny, whatever you want me to, that he will not take questions today. He'll go out there and he'll say, it's a great day for the Washington Redskins. We need to return our organization to glory. This is a proud franchise, and I've brought someone here who's going to do that. I want to introduce to you the whatever he is, the 28th head coach of the Redskins, Ron Rivera. And that's the end of the road for Dan, and he'll sit there, and then they'll do photos afterwards. But he should be talking. If anyone has a question about Bruce Allen and why he was around so long, answer it. If anyone has a question about who the next GM's going to be, you don't have to give them real information. You answer that. Are you going to hire a team president? Answer that. What's going on with Eric Schaefer? Today's the day he should answer questions, and I bet you he doesn't. Let's go to Willie in Gaithersburg on the Fan. Hey, Willie, how are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
All right. Thank you for taking my call, and Happy New Year.
You too.
I've been a Redskins fan for a long time. I came here in United States in 85, and ever since then, when the glory days, we haven't seen them back. So
good timing.
Very, very, very badly distressed these past seasons because it's gone from bad to worse. But it looks like, yes, like a good turn for things so far. And I'll tell you what, I'm a barber in this area, and I come into a connection with a lot of people. Obviously, you know, multiple people come my way on a daily basis. So I knew a few folks, and one of them was a guy that a tattoo artist is well-known in the area. And he gave me a little story that kind of like gave me the insight of how the season was going to go, because it was disappointing to hear. But in a nutshell, some of the players came to him for a work, and they were not in the best behavior.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I can't follow any of that. Appreciate the call. Did you
I was
pick
trying,
up what he was putting down?
I was trying, and then there was a tattoo artist involved. And
somehow, players weren't on their best behavior. Thank you for the call, and hopefully the Redskins can give you some of the same joy they gave you back in the late 80s. He timed it perfectly, getting here when they were good.
Welcome. This is a great time to become a fan.
I'm going to get back on track here. Kevin in Woodvine. I don't know where that is. What's up, Kevin? How are you, Kevin?
Hey, guys. Given Ron Rivera is the coach, and given that Dan Snyder likes big, flashy names, do you foresee a scenario in which the Panthers move on from Cam and he comes here?
No, I don't, for a couple reasons. The main one is Dwayne Haskins. Why do that to Haskins? Newton comes here, he's your starter. He's not coming as a backup, correct?
That's true.
So you're going to bench Haskins?
Haskins could probably stand some more seasoning.
You're going back in time after now he started to develop and...
Yeah, I think you get that from plan at this stage, right? Like, you know, if you don't put him in the Giants game, that first one, you're right, he could have used some more seasoning. He didn't look like he was ready for the part. Well, now he does. Now, at least, you know, these last six quarters we're talking about, not that big of a sample, but the arrow is trending up. Now he needs to play.
I don't know what he's going to be. I'm not ready to claim that he's the next great thing. I certainly never thought he was going to be a bust. I like what I saw the last 2 weeks, and he's at a point where he looked like an NFL starter. You need to play him. You're not trying to win a Super Bowl next year. Be realistic about this. Not to mention, Cam Newton is not the Cam Newton that you're remembering from when he was an MVP. This is a guy that's been out the last couple of years.
That's where I was going to go.
Who had terrible passing issues with his shoulder and with his arm and couldn't complete balls 15 yards downfield. He seems like damaged goods to me. I know that Ron Rivera and him are super close, like father-son type stuff. But no, I don't see him coming to Washington. I don't think it makes any sense.
Well, the amount of mileage we're talking about, right? You can live, or I could anyway, with the Cam Newton, the playmaker, right? He's going to offset some of the completions that he misses and you know, some of the productivity in years past with 700 rushing yards and six touchdowns. The best goal line back in the sport was that, you know, 6'6", incredibly athletic, super strong guy. I think that guy's on the way out. I think now if you just have a passer, you're going to be deeply disappointed, right, with Cam Newton's production. I'm not trading for that. I'm not welcoming that. That's not something that I'm going to invest in. If you're Carolina, you're kind of stuck in a spot, right, where you want to give him a chance to recapture some of that past glory, but you wonder if that player is gone due to the amount of wear and tear, the number of hits that guy's taken. You know, just, I feel bad, but it's the reality of this league.
Also, I think when you draft a quarterback, you basically are committing to that quarterback for several years. Now, there are some caveats. We talked a few times about the possibility if they went bad enough down the stretch run with a record poor enough to get to the number one pick. What do you do if Joe Burrow's there? I think you break class in case of emergency because I think Burrow's going to be the next huge star in this league, and I think he's unbelievable. So there are certainly times, I think, where I would navigate away from my previous plan with a quarterback, but I'm not doing it for a veteran on the backside of his career like Cam Newton. I don't even know that I would do it for a veteran, period. Even if it's a really good player I don't have a bunch of questions about with a couple years left. I drafted Dwayne Haskins because I thought he could be the guy for the next 7, 8, 9 years. Now, obviously, Dan Snyder thought that, not your football people, which makes it a little bit different. But the only reason I've ever once considered a future where Haskins was not your 2020 starter was if somehow, some way they got to Joe Burrow in the draft.
Right.
The only way that happens now is if the Bengals shock everyone and take Chase Young. And if that happens, guess what? I'm taking Joe Burrow at number 2. He's my starter, and I'll get what I can for Dwayne Haskins. That's not realistic or plausible. So you move forward with a guy who looks like he grew, and you see what he can develop into.
Absolutely.
Remember that under Ron Rivera, with a defensive-first approach and a good running game and playing physically and the culture established in Carolina, Newton, different than Haskins, was a Heisman, was the number one pick.
Right, different player.
Certainly a better prospect, more athletic, what have you. But he became an MVP.
Mm-hmm.
This could be a culture that Rivera builds that allows for Haskins to thrive in a way he maybe wouldn't have previously.
And you saw the, you know, I'm hoping they keep Kevin O'Connell. I mean, obviously that's, you know, the organization wants to, and Ron Rivera's got to like him, and Kevin O'Connell's almost counter-interviewing Ron Rivera. You know what I mean? It's a strange spot
Seems
to be
like
in.
It.
You don't love that you have someone foisted, but if you inherit a guy that you like, by all means. You know, Sean McVay stayed when Jay Gruden came and said, I like you. You want something like that to happen because that O'Connell-Haskins partnership, they seem to be growing together a little bit. You kind of like the future there.
O'Connell has a year left on his contract, which is why I think he's staying.
Mm-hmm.
For lack of a better phrase, I think he's stuck. If he was a free agent, like the Cowboys coaching staff largely is with Jason Garrett and those guys now, quote unquote, free to look elsewhere, I think he would leave. But because he's got that year and they've got the leverage and the ability to keep him, my guess is he'll be here. But we should get more information on that today as soon as Ron Rivera's press conference at 2 o'clock, if not before then. Derek Anderson, once quarterback for Ron Rivera, the former Panthers QB, joins us live to talk about the new Redskins head coach. Next, right here on Grant and Dan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.